2. Seb.
Can I take that from you, sir?
The flight attendant was smiling, and to her credit, giving no indication that she'd probably done this trip 1,000 times and just wanted to get home, put her feet up, and watch a bit of Netflix, Seb decided.
That'll be great, thank you, he replied,
handing over an empty coffee cup and a Kit Kat wrapper. Chocolate. And there had been 2 sachets of sugar slipped into the cappuccino. His body could go into shock from the unfamiliar sugar overload at any moment, but he found himself not caring. Nothing about this week so far had been normal or familiar or in character, so he wasn't going to give a second thought to this momentary lapse in discipline. Not that he was fanatical about his diet, but, vino aside, he generally stuck to a healthy lifestyle. At 55, living in the south of Spain and working as a golf pro at the kind of place he would have called swanky in his younger years, it was an easy choice. Although the truth was that since Juliet had been gone, he had little interest in slap-up meals anyway. His eyes automatically drifted to the leather bag between his feet, and he had to make a conscious effort to block the place his mind was going to. Instead, he distracted himself with playing over the events of the last week for the millionth time. On the previous Saturday night, he'd been at his usual nighttime spot, the bar at the golf club. Yep, he knew there were gossipy whispers. He could imagine the kind of things they must be saying. Pathetic, they'd mutter. He's not been himself since, well, you know. I don't know how he can live with himself after what he did. Drowning his sorrows won't change that. Juliet was such a wonderful woman. No wonder he's in the state he's in. And of course, there undoubtedly would be the others, the ones who felt that the injustice should be righted.
Can't believe he's still here. He should be in jail, if you ask me. Poor Juliet.
He didn't disagree with any of their thoughts. Was he there too much? Absolutely. It beat going home to an empty house. Was it easier to eat there rather than sit at home and stare at an empty chair across the table? Yes, it definitely was.
Was he drinking too much?
Yep, he couldn't argue with that either. He wasn't putting vodka on his morning cornflakes, but a few glasses of wine at night seemed to seal the void of Juliet's absence, allowing him to find a way around the guilt and the emptiness for just a few hours, until he woke up the next morning, felt the empty space beside him, and was consumed by that black hole all over again. And did he deserve to be in jail? Yes, he absolutely did. At least then he'd feel that in some way he was paying for what he did. Right now, though, he was 35,000 feet in the air, more than 1,000 miles away from those whispers, heading to Glasgow. It had all started with that chance meeting in the bar just 6 nights ago.
Seb? Seb Lloyd?
A woman's voice, Scottish. He'd placed the accent as being from Aberdeen, but softened, perhaps through time spent away from the city. When he'd first left Glasgow in his early 20s, he'd spent a couple of years in the Granite City, coaching wealthy oil executives, his first stop on a career that had taken him all over the world. But that was more than 30 years and a heartbreak ago. He'd turned to see an attractive woman, perhaps also in her 50s, dark hair, wearing the standard expat uniform of floaty top, linen trousers and gold sandals. Beside her, a tanned bloke in a polo shirt and chinos was sporting a bemused expression. His wine glass had clinked as he laid it on the marble bar top. He'd thought about lying for a moment, but had decided it wasn't worth the effort.
Yes.
Wow! It's a small world!
Is it?
He'd replied, his tone undoubtedly conveying the conviction that he had absolutely no idea who this lady was.
I've been sitting over there all night.
She gestured to the restaurant tables to the side of the bar.